there, wait mundanely to give money to the institution. I remember another set of waiting. Last week, we had the pageant here at Kingsway Lambton. And as you know, the stewards are really, really good at protecting that door until 7 o'clock when they're open. People line up. And I remember on Friday, there was a certain person in this room who had her seat right against the door and said, "Moses, I am the first one in this line." And I think she did get a very good seat. We all wait. We wait to see our children perform during pageant. We wait for them to be cute on stage. We wait to actually see a live baby Jesus crying, flying their arms. We wait, and we expect to hear the story of Mary, Joseph, the baby, the shepherds, the magi, and of course, how can we forget King Herod? We wait. But in this reading of today's story, there is no waiting. There is no cute baby in swaddling cloths. There are no shepherds waiting by the fire. There is no David who is offering his little lamb. There is no cousins doing a high five in their mummy's tummy. There are no shepherds who come to pay respect. There are no magis. There are no three gifts. And there certainly is no King Herod. No, what we have here is a prophecy. See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. And I was thinking about when that prophecy was shared. Was it loud? Was it soft? Was it quickly spoken? Or was it sung beautifully like Oliver did for us, singing the prophecy? It doesn't simply finish there. As we are introduced to John the Baptist, who go around in the wilderness, preparing, speaking this prophecy, prepare the way of the Lord, make the path straight. He went around eating locusts and honey. Doesn't seem to be a story of peace or a story of Advent at all. When we think about waiting, and when we think about Advent, we think about the Advent calendar. We think about waiting for Christmas Day, each day opening up a new number, getting another piece of chocolate, or getting another piece of toy, or Lego. You know, I even heard that there are facial products Advent calendar, where you get a sample each day. But the thing about all the waiting that we do is, are we really, really waiting? Do we really, really know what we're waiting for? A clue that I've been wrestling with all this week is this. This text starts a little differently than all the other Gospels. It says here, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Let me read that again. The beginning of good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, if there are any English teachers here, there's something wrong with this sentence. What is it? There is no verb. There is no verb. If you look at the original text, there is no verb. Some people say that maybe this is not the first verse of Mark. Maybe it's the title of his book. Regardless of what the academics think, that's not really what I want to share with you today. But this first verse, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, for me, is everything about waiting. It's a message, and it's a good reminder of our waiting. I feel that there is a relationship between the word beginning and waiting, and it is this. Waiting starts with the realization that something has begun. Waiting comes with the realization that something has begun. I want you to think about that. Why do we wait? Why do you wait? We all wait. But we wait because we know that something is about to happen. We go into a restaurant. We wait to get seated. Then we wait for the waiter to arrive. And we wait for the food to arrive. Then we wait for the bill to arrive. I'm wearing a Toronto Blue Jays sweater. You know, I was thinking today, the Argos won. TFC won. The Raptors, no, I don't think they'll win. But the Blue Jays, there's hope. I'm waiting. Because it began. I know that there is potential in the Blue Jays, that they're going to get many good players to come in. Let me take it a little bit further with this story, sports analogy. How many of you have gone to a Blue Jays game before? A lot of you. How many of you have paid big bucks to go watch a Blue Jays game before? Okay, most of you are lying. Let me ask you this question. What happens in a baseball game? What happens in a baseball game? Pardon? We wait. We wait. We wait for 27 outs. That's what we're doing in a baseball game. When there's 27 outs, the game is over. You're free to get back on the TTC and come back home. We're waiting big bucks to wait. Listen, we're paying big bucks to wait for this game to finish. How crazy is that? When we go into a restaurant to eat, we're waiting for us to be full and to pay. Yet even with this realization, we are waiting. We're waiting because something has begun. The game has begun. When we go to the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, and Gloria and I went to a little concert this week, we look at the program, we know what the pieces are, and we know exactly what will happen at this concert. We do. It's going to play the first piece, the second piece, intermission, third piece, fourth piece. We know that the violin will do this. We know that the timpani player will do this. We know that the symphony player will, the cymbals player will wave his arms. There was a little surprise because the conductor, when she came in for the final curtain call, she fell. It wasn't what we were waiting for. But the truth is, when we're waiting, something has begun. But the real crazy part in all of this is that you not only wait for something to begin, but when that thing has started, you are continually waiting. You're always waiting. When someone sings a note, they're always waiting for that next note to come. In fact, in all of life, what we're doing is we are waiting. In Advent, the world tells us we're waiting for Christmas. We're waiting for Santa Claus. We're waiting for gifts. We're waiting to open the gifts under the Christmas tree. We're waiting to open our stockings. But the truth is, when we are waiting in Advent, we are looking at the beginning, at what had happened, and what is continuing to happen to this very moment. Advent is not simply about us waiting for Christmas pageant to happen. Advent waiting is not simply about lighting an extra candle during worship. It's not simply about opening gifts, but it's the life of actively waiting. Waiting for Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mark begins his gospel saying the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Did that waiting end at the end of Mark? Did that act of waiting end when Jesus died? Did that act of waiting end when Jesus went up into the heavens? That waiting continues to happen each and every day. But we're not simply passively waiting. We're not simply sitting down and saying, well, another year has gone by, we'll wait for Christmas. We're not simply sitting and waiting and saying, well, let's wait until Jesus comes back. Or let's wait until God simply acts and takes away all the things that take us away from peace. When we are waiting, we are actively waiting. And John the Baptist tells us how. How to actively wait. To prepare the way of the Lord. To prepare the way of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we are not tasked with changing the world. Because if we are, we'll fail. Because we don't have the capacity to do that. I don't have the capacity to change all the wrongdoings that are happening around the world. But what I am tasked with is to actively wait for God to do God's deeds. John the Baptist wasn't tasked to change Israel, but John the Baptist was tasked with actively waiting in preparing the way of the Lord. And sometimes that waiting seems mundane. It seems like we're not doing anything. It seems like we're not making any difference whatsoever. So sometimes it's just better to sit back, relax, and wait passively. But my brothers and sisters of Kingsway Lambton, why wait passively when you can wait actively? Why sit in the line waiting for your turn to be up? Maybe doing something more useful in that waiting time. When I used to live in downtown Toronto on Yonge and Bloor, the bank that I used was the TD on the corner of Bloor and Bay. And it is the craziest bank, I think, in Toronto. Because the lines are ridiculously long. And unless you go at the right time to see a teller, there's usually about 40 to 50 people that you have to go through. And if you watch the people in line, everyone is doing this. Or they're doing this. Or they're playing games like this. They've actually found a way to actively wait, even if it's 1% actively waiting. And I'm not saying we should go around and wait with our phones, because that's not the right thing to do. Talk to them. But as we wait for Advent, as we wait for the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ to continue to be manifested in our lives, as we wait, I wonder if we can wait more actively. The truth is we do that in many ways. As we come together to worship God, as we participate in White Gift Sunday, as people use their energy and flex their muscles as they put up the stage for the pageant, as they put up the lights, as many people spend time rehearsing and going through the script for the pageant to share the good news of Jesus Christ with others, as the choir practices long, long hours to put in two services today. And the kicker is this. We had God, the Father, we had the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And in this passage, it mentions how Jesus comes and he'll baptize, not with water, but with the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, as we wait actively, be reminded that the Holy Spirit is pushing you, is urging you, is walking beside you, beneath you, to wait actively. Now, I don't know what waiting actively will be for all of you, but the Holy Spirit does. And the Holy Spirit will push you and guide you. So I challenge you to accept that urging of the Holy Spirit, that whispering of the Holy Spirit that speaks to you as you wait actively. Let us pray. God, we thank you for the good news of Jesus Christ, because that has begun. And as we continue to wait and wait and wait, as that good news of Jesus Christ is manifested in our lives, in this world, we ask that you not only allow us to wait passively, but to wait actively in seeking peace and hope in this world. In Jesus' name, amen.